This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NACUSO Network here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And in the studio lounge, we have Credit Union Student Choice's very own Jim Holt. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike.
Good to see you again.
It's good to see you again.
Back in person. Here we are.
I know. Back in Vegas.
Back in Vegas. I've been here for 2 weeks. So.
Yeah. But do you have any money left?
I haven't spent any money gambling, but I've been here a long time, so I'm ready to go home.
Well, I started a new blog called How You Can Lose Your Money Fast and Efficiently at the Craps Table.
Oh, good for you. It's going to be a popular one, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's buzzing. Yeah,
I think this hotel is going to build another wing based on their earnings from the crap table. How's the conference going for you guys?
Really good. Yeah, we love NACUSO. I mean, we've been members of NACUSO for years. We were CUSO of the year a while ago. Yeah.
So won what Origins won today.
Yeah.
Right? CUSO of the year.
Yeah. Okay. CUSO of the year. Yeah. I mean, we're going back 10 plus years, but. So it's always a great conference for us. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to interact with our clients, interact with fintechs, learn about the cool things that they're doing, how we can help reduce friction in our process, and just good connect with other CUSOs.
No doubt. Because I see a lot of CUSOs partnering up and complementing their products or services to really help out credit unions. See, that's a big trend right now.
So
that's good. I mean, and this conference is seems to be a catalyst for it.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah,
for that.
No doubt. Yeah. All right, let's go to the topic at hand here, sir.
Yeah.
That you just told me before the recording.
Yeah.
No, there's a reset on private student loans. So share with me the reset to aspect of private student loans and why.
Okay. So what we do at CU Student Choice is we put credit unions in the business of private student loans for their members. So think of it like this. So let's say your neighbor, Mike, their daughter just graduated from high school, just got accepted to Michigan State University, right? So she's thrilled. They've planned, right? They've saved, right? Yeah. They've done all this stuff. Yeah. She's gotten some scholarships because she did a great job in high school, but they're $8,000 short, right? So, Mike, you say, hey, you should go down to your local credit union, check them out. They might be able to help you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So they go down. And what we do is we make sure that that credit union doesn't turn them away, but say, you know what? We do have something to help you. We have a private student loan, and we can help finance that remaining $8,000. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can make that. And that's what is so important, right, is to bring that member in, have them become members instead of pushing them away.
Precisely.
So the reset for us, what I want your audience to kind of take a look at, is if you have looked at private student loans in the past, great. Come back and take a look again,
because
we have two things going on. I call it kind of like a confluence, right? So we have on one side higher college costs, right? So it still costs like $56,000.
I can't believe the cost of college now.
And I know.
Why is it gone? That's a whole other show.
I know. Well, I mean, I'm glad my three boys are out of college.
Oh, lucky you. I still got two more to go.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, we can help you.
Thank you. I'm coming to you guys in about 4 years.
I hope so. So you have higher college costs, $56,000 for a four-year private school, about half that for a public. Enrollment is back. It's stabilized. It took a dip during the pandemic. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, who wants to pay full sticker price for remote learning?
Nope.
But it's stabilized, and they're projecting it to increase towards the end of the decade.
Okay.
So
Sounds good.
Have more people coming back to school.
Good news there.
So that's on that one side.
Okay.
So pricey, more kids going to school. On this side, credit unions need members. Right? I mean, it's hyper-competitive out there. I mean, credit unions are competing with fintechs. They're competing with a mega bank, certainly. Mm-hmm. They're competing with community banks. But they're also competing with the likes of a Walmart. I mean, Walmart is setting up money centers.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Right? Yep. Checking, yep. Credit, debit. Apple is coming out with a high-yield savings account in your iPhone. Mm-hmm. So hyper-competitive. How do you reach members? Well, the confluence is the private student loan. It's like, hey, you have your neighbor coming down to a local credit union saying, hey, I need some help. Mm-hmm. Perfect solution. Yes, we can help you. And we know that private student loans are sticky products.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, yeah, and it also sets up that credit union and that student's relationship for life, too. You know, if you serve them well at that time, they'll always remember that. And then they're going to be there for the next milestone, that auto loan, that mortgage loan, the retirement planning, the investment. So, yeah.
You need to come over to the booth.
Sign me up, man.
Yes, but you're right. You're right. I mean, we had Feline do a study, and they found that the private student loan really is sticky. So in that age segment of 31 to 37, those with a private student loan took out a mortgage with their credit union at almost twice the rate.
Right on.
So it is sticky, and you're right. I mean, it's a great opportunity to show the credit union's customer service, the products, all the solutions, and then they come back on that long financial journey.
Yep.
So that's what we're all about. So I'm really hoping that a lot of your viewers will take a look at private student loans. Take a look.
Time to reset.
Time to reset.
Hit the reset button on that one, for sure.
Time to reset.
Everyone's going back. And, you know, college isn't getting any cheaper, for sure. So,
unfortunately,
there's always going to be need for it.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jim? Anything else to add? Any?
One thing I would say is Callahan did a webinar. I did a webinar for Callahan's. It's out on our website, studentchoice.org.
Okay.
Top five reasons why you need to start or grow your private student loan program. Check it out.
Okay.
You know, it would be a lot of fun. Yeah. We're having fun. So.
Well, send me the link, and we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it. All righty?
Thank you.
Good deal. All right, Jim. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little bit here to share with us on how to reset your private student lending there at Credit Union. I think it's much needed, for sure.
Yeah,
so
thank
especially
you.
As college.
Thank you, Mike.
College seems to get a little bit more expensive each year. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Jim Holt, everybody, Credit Union Student Choice. Go check him out, doing some good stuff.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.